welcome back to the One Thing Podcast. We're in such an incredible time, an incredible season for the Church of the Lord Jesus. And I'm not just talking about one specific church or a couple churches. I'm speaking about the Church of Jesus worldwide, the church that is joined in faith together, that is joined in our belief in the Lord Jesus, who is King and Savior. And what's awesome is in this time, God is drawing his people to himself. As never before, God is going to draw his church. He's drawing his, you know, the mothers, the fathers, the sons, the daughters, by the power of his Spirit. He's drawing his people to come close to him, to come back to be strong in the word of the Lord, to come back into moving and living in the Spirit that he's given for these last days to truly demonstrate his kingdom. Now, when we think about this, we know that the Lord has given us instruction. He says to seek me with all of your heart. He says to ask, seek, and knock, and the door will be open. And he gives us the idea, the instruction on seeking him and how important it is. We know that Jesus sought his Father and his will in everything that he did. But also, there's one important thing that I would like to share with each one of you today. Jesus said in John 6:44 that no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him. What a wonderful hope that we have, that, you know, we have our own effort. We begin to seek God as he puts that desire in our hearts. But that is exactly what it is. Every bit of our seeking, every bit of our desire to pray, anything that good that comes that draws us to God is all initiated by the Father. It's all a work of our great and merciful God. So what does that mean for us today? It means that we pray for God's mercy upon his church. May we pray today for our families, that God's mercy would begin to draw our brothers, our sisters in, our sons, our daughters, that God, you would even in my own heart begin to draw me in as never before. This is a great work of God, that he calls his children home to his heart. He calls us back to him to live our lives, to come into the power that he's called us to live in, to come into the strength of the word that we as Christians were meant to have in our lives. Do you hear God drawing you in? Can you feel the presence of his power calling you to himself and drawing you in? If not, may we come to the Father today saying, Father, have mercy. Open my deafened ears. Have mercy. Open my blind eyes, that I would see, that I would hear, and come home and be to the place that you've called me to be. We've been called to do the will of the Father, and now is the time. Come home, he says. Come back to me. Come to the rock from which you were brought from. So may you be blessed today. May we come into the mercy of God in this time of returning. May the Father draw each one of his children near, and may the church rise to do all that the Father has called us to do.